From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. Agricultural Export Development Council, a D.C.-based organization made up of commodity trade associations, farmer cooperatives, and regional trade groups that export a variety of U.S. ag products around the world, recently elected Greg Haynes as its chairman. Haynes, U.S. Meat Export Federation Assistant Vice President for International Marketing and Programs, will be serving a two-year term. The timing places Haynes in the chairman's role at a crucial time for U.S. agricultural exports while the new farm bill is being crafted. The cost of moving pretty much every dry bulk commodity has surged since July, lifting the London-based Baltic Exchange's main freight gauge to its highest level in almost 4 years. According to AgWeb.com, the rally has been fired by China's never-ending demand for coal and iron ore, more than tripling shipping rates. Ag traders are finding it harder to handle the rising freight bill because prices for crops are being undermined by oversupply. World grain stockpiles for this season are forecast to rise for a fifth straight year. Looking for the best way to kick off your career in agriculture? Take a look at livestock. That's the advice of Iowa Farm Bureau Vice President Joe Heinrich, who tells Brownfield it allows a farmer to generate more income by increasing headcount without increasing land base. Heinrich also encourages the next generation to promote agriculture and share their stories in hopes of educating the public about modern practices. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.